Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. And this week, like every week, we're going to bring you the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk with people all over the country. Lots of emails have come in this week, and we appreciate each and every one of them. And we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy weekend to spend with us. And we like to guarantee you every week that we're going to provide you information that I guarantee you you can use. And Joe, we've got it stacked up this week, don't we?
We do. I don't know if people are just spending more time at the computer with questions. I guess they're still working on their house. It's summer. Ordinarily in the summertime, people are working on their houses, and maybe a lot of people are still working from home, so they have a little extra time to work on their houses. But yeah, we love getting emails and calls, so if you have a home improvement question, don't hesitate. Get in touch with us.
And during this hour, we're going to talk about some floor leveling ideas. You know, you wish every house was perfectly level, but once you start doing a little renovation, you might realize something's a little out. What can you do? Well, some little projects are simpler than you think, especially when you get down to that flooring, and we're going to share those with you a little bit. Also, Joe, you know, something I hear from people all the time.
What's that?
And we have several ways of correcting this, but hot garages. You know, people during the summer, they're driving that hot vehicle right up into the garage. They close the garage door and run inside. Well, what happens? Well, you have heat, you have humidity, you have everything. Well, that is something that, because you have a lot of stuff out in the garage. In addition to a big investment that you have with your vehicle, we've got a homeowner here that's really crying out for some help on that one.
Yeah, well, you have to remember, if you drive more than, 10 or 15 minutes, that engine, that solid block of cast iron is hotter than hot. And you pull it in, you close the door behind you, all that heat's got to go somewhere. Now it's trapped in the garage. So the first thing you do is leave the car outside. It might get hot inside the car, but at least leave it outside for 10 or 15 minutes before you pull it into the garage. That might help a little bit. But yeah, the key to all this, Danny, of course, is ventilation. And we'll get into that in a little while.
That's right. And another thing, last week we mentioned Wet Wall. This is a brand new product by Wilson Art that my daughter Chelsea Lifford Wolf used in her new renovation of a bathroom that she did that was part of the Chelsea Ranch Revival series that we're doing on our television show. Man, we got a lot of response on that. We're going to revisit that a little bit with Chelsea. She's had it in there for several weeks. So how's it working? What do people think about it? And what are some technical aspects about it? We're going to share that with you to follow up on that. Also, of course, we have a simple solution this hour. Joe, give us a little tease on that one.
Well, I was helping a friend of mine whose home is sided with shingles, cedar shingles on the sidewalls, and he had to replace a couple, and he wasn't really sure how to do that because when they're nailed, they're blind nailed, right? They're nailed up, and then the preceding course covers it, the course above covers the nails. So I came up with a simple solution that worked really well. I'm going to share it with our listeners coming up at the end of the show.
Good, good. That's fantastic. And hey, we want you to reach out to us. And it's so easy. You know, maybe you hear each week us talking about the phone number and email, and you go, I'm going to get around to that. Well, write this down right now so that when it hits you, I don't care if it's in the middle of the night, you can write out, you can send something to us so that we can help you with any of those challenges that you may have. The toll-free number that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is 800-946-4420. Now, here's how it works. You can give us a call, and if you don't want to leave us your name and number or contact information, that's fine. Just leave us your question, and we'll get to as many of them each and every week as we possibly can. Now, if you'd like to be on the radio show and participate with us, you know we have a lot of fun. We're fun-loving guys. Well, leave us your name and number, and maybe we can set up a time that you can be on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show with us. You'll get a kick out of that, and also people all over the country that know you will get a kick out of hearing you on the radio. Also, a lot of people love emails these days, and we love to get them. We're going to cover most emails, as many as we can, in just a little bit. You can send us one right now or anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Now, one of the things that we have been asked a lot, everybody I'm running into, Joe, everybody that's a lot of emails we're getting is asking about the lumber prices. When are they going to come down? First of all, Joe and I do not control that. Otherwise, we would be getting, we would be buying studs for 99 cents like the old days. But that's much different now. But, you know, and Joe is a researcher. I want to stop short of calling him like a nerd. But he's a researcher. He's a journalist.
I could be a nerd researcher. I could be both.
And he really likes to get to the bottom of things. Joe, I understand you have some current news for us on the lumber prices. What's going on?
Yeah, Danny and I have talked about this on and off for the last few weeks, and we sort of decided not to because there wasn't a lot of great news to share with our audience. But listen, the lumber prices are finally coming down. It took a while. As we said, prices always seem to go up quickly and come down very slowly. But this last month or so, this is according to an article I saw in Fortune magazine, that when during the pandemic, as most people are aware, lumber prices rose over 300%. If you can imagine that, like overnight. And it's starting to come down. And the most recent drop is a 49% drop from the all-time high, which by the way was $1,515 for 1,000 board feet of lumber. Now, before that, it was about $350 to $400, to give you some idea. But it has since dropped. Now, it still has a ways to go, but all signs are pointing in the right direction. And part of the reason that there was a price correction is that the builders and DIYers are starting to slow down a little bit. And meanwhile, the lumber mills are at full capacity, pumping out lumber. So sooner or later, you're going to have, you know, it's going to balance out where there's going to be slightly fewer, a little less demand, but plenty of supply. But the key question, Danny, is when does that show up on the store shelves? Because we're talking about all on the wholesale level, right?
Right.
The price of $1,515 at the all-time high was on the wholesale price. So when does Home Depot and all the lumber yards and everybody else start to pass that along? Because they're still paying the high price, right? So they have to wait till they get the lumber. So it might be a little while, but it is coming. That's the good news. The lumber prices are coming down by the end of, certainly by the end of the year. Hopefully we'll be back to pre-pandemic prices.
And what's interesting about it, you know, is that what's happened a lot, and we shared this a few weeks ago that we learned in one of the studies, is that people are starting to, you know, go to restaurants more, concerts more, things are opening up more, even though we are seeing a little bit more of a problem starting to arise again with some of the surges that we're seeing. But people are spending money elsewhere instead of on their home. Still, the remodeling and DIY market is very robust and very strong, but it's starting to ease off a little bit, which means it eases off on the demand for that lumber. And now I'm just always an optimist about competition and the competition driving things down. And hey, we've got a warehouse full here. We've got to discount this. Well, that's a benefit for all of us that are out there wanting to get projects going on our home. But this might encourage you to pick up those plans again, maybe start looking at that kitchen renovation. Or, you know, I know a lot of people that were ready to go with some, let's say, lumber intensive projects. Like I have a friend that has a very old home, and he's wanting to build a 2,000 square foot addition onto the home. Well, because of it being an older home, it's up on piers, so it's nothing but wood. Wood siding, wood windows, everything, wood, wood, wood. So he was in shock when he realized what all was going on. So they are spending their time, instead of actually moving forward with that, they're pushing themselves to decide on all of their paint colors, all of the appliances, all the things you really should be doing anyway before you start a project. But, you know, we all get anxious and we want to start digging those footings and start tearing down walls. So at least they're using that as a way to really be prepared when they decide to go ahead and get that bid to move forward.
Yeah, those things have to be done. Just ordinarily, you don't do them until you need to start picking out paint colors when the sheetrock's going in. But yeah, it all has to be done at some point. But the other reason that you don't often read about why the prices jumped so much, sure, it was the fact that the pandemic hit and that people were home, DIY projects were skyrocketing, and builders continued to build with whatever lumber they could find. But the lumber industry, the people cutting up and making the lumber, miscalculated what they thought was going to happen with the pandemic, is that the whole country was going to shut down, including the building of using wood to build. Mm-hmm. So they dumped everything. They sold everything they had. And then what? Then they couldn't keep up with the demand. They didn't realize. So that's not going to happen again. If we start to shut down more and more, because who knows, in different parts of the country, you know, the pandemic's starting to the numbers are going up again. But if that happens, they're not going to stop producing lumber. I suspect they're not going to sell it all out thinking that nobody's going to be working, because if everyone ends up home again,
that's right,
They're going to be starting up new projects.
That's right. So at least we have a little glimpse of hope there, because a lot of people have been asking that question. So, yes, they are headed down, and we're going to do everything we can, which I'm not sure we can do much other than complain about it. We're going to help force that price down so that we can get back to doing the things we need to do around our home. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We're just getting started on this week's show. We've got a lot of things to share with you. And coming up, we're going to be talking to a homeowner that's taking on updating her home for the very first time. We're going to do some hand-holding and get her pointed in the right direction. So glad you're spending some of your busy weekend with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Doing it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. With the Home Depot as your partner, doing's never been easier. You can pick up skills online in a virtual workshop. Pick up what you need fast from easy in-store pickup lockers. Even have it delivered same day. Oh, and if you don't have time to tackle a project, our home services can do it for you. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We are heard coast to coast on some awesome radio stations, just like this one that's way up north in Anchorage, Alaska, KFQD AM 750 and 103.7 FM. Special hello to our friend Carla Bales. Thank you so much for airing us up in Anchorage. You get a lot of emails from there, and it's a unique place to live and an awesome place to visit, without a doubt, and we certainly appreciate you spending some of your weekend with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. Now, we want you and anybody listening today to know you can reach out to us at any time. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your opportunity to ask us any question, make a comment, maybe provide a tip that's worked well for you so that we can share it with all of our listeners across the country. Also, emails are more than welcome, and you can send us one by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to Michigan. Lisa is on the phone. Lisa, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you. How are you all? Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, we're doing great, and we're glad to have you on, and congratulations on rolling up your sleeve and getting ready to do a little updating on your home. We want to help you. What can we help you with today?
My bathroom floor, it's been a nightmare. I have a 1926 home, and it's all the issues I've been running into with this home, and the floor is not left. And I'm trying to level the floor so that I can put the floor, I can install a flooring, the paneling over it, and I can't level the floor off.
Okay, what kind of floor do you have in mind putting over the in the bathroom?
I purchased this porcelain like snap flooring to go together that I have to grout afterwards.
But
the floor is not leveled. It's just not leveled, and I tried to level it, used the self leveling, but I didn't go to the YouTube videos in time.
Oh, boy.
That should always be the first step, Lisa. The second step is to call us.
Well, the self-leveling is a little tricky. I mean, I know when I first used it the first couple of times, I thought it was just an absolute miracle because I was only, you know, maybe an eighth of an inch unlevel. So I poured it out. It leveled itself up. I was ready to go in no time. I thought that was great. But when I used it on a project that was 3/4 of an inch out, all of a sudden I had a bit of a mess because I had so much on one side of the room and nothing on the other side of the room. So it made it for, you know, a little harder. Do you have any idea how out of level the floor is?
That's exactly what happened, what you just described a second time. So I done took a sledgehammer and broke it all up because it was so unleveled. I'm like, it made it worse rather than better. So I've broken that up. So,
but do you think it's 1 inch out or 3/4 out? What do you think
it's
in terms
about an inch? I measured it. It's about an inch on one side. It's not the whole floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's one side of the floor is like an inch, and the other side may be a quarter of an inch. The other corner is not the whole floor; it's just the side.
I see. Well, it's a hard one to really describe because, you know, one way that I've done that, or actually many times where I've done that, is actually taking, and this is kind of tricky to do, but use treated wood, and actually cut long shims to level it out. Now, this requires putting a level across it or a string line and measure where you're taking a piece of wood that may be 6 foot long and you're cutting it from 3/4 of an inch down to nothing. So it's just these long shims that you screw and glue to the floor, and then you're basically putting a flooring on top of that. Now, that can cause all kinds of complications and lead to other problems, but it gets the floor level. But if the are you replacing the tub in that area?
No.
Okay, so it depends on whether the tub is level or not. Hopefully it is level, and then, you know, when you level the floor, the tub's level, everything's fine. But it may also require you to do some work on the toilet flange if you have to bring it up to that level stage. But, Joe, what do you think on something like this? Do you think maybe giving the self-leveling another try with using two coats, two applications instead of one?
You know, Lisa, I would not bother with the self-leveling compound at this point. And thanks for sending the photograph because that helps a lot. And that plywood subfloor of yours is in pretty bad shape. It looks like a small half bath maybe. I would take up all that plywood. Most of it's water damaged anyway. I would take it all up. That would expose the floor joists below. You'd have a really clear idea on why it's so far out of level. It might be a damaged floor joist. It might be one joist that's way too low. And if that's the case, then I would recommend, as Danny said, making these long shims and out of pressure treated lumber, putting them right on top of the joists, and then buying brand new plywood, either exterior grade plywood or pressure treated plywood. Half inch is usually, two layers of half inch would probably be enough on top of that. And then it would be level. You'd have a brand new floor, plywood floor, subfloor, and then you could put whatever you want on top of that. Now, as far as the toilet flange, you might have to adjust that, but there are lots of different products that go in there. You know, this is not a common problem where someone takes out a thin floor, puts in a thick floor, and suddenly the toilet flange is too low. But they have toilet flange extensions that go right over that you can adjust to get it perfectly flush with the new floor. So I wouldn't be concerned about that part. I would just get the plywood subfloor as level in all directions as you can, and then worry about the toilet and any other areas first. After getting the subfloor nice and level.
Okay. In order to do that, I would have to take out the tub?
No. I would, if the plywood probably doesn't go under the tub, so that won't be an issue. But no, you wouldn't have to remove the tub. And whatever's under the tub, it usually sits right on the floor joist, so I don't think the tub would be an issue. I was just talking about the area I saw where the toilet was in your photograph.
Yeah.
That seems to be the...
Yeah,
I would just level it up from the toilet. Just go, is the toilet on the high spot or the low spot?
The low, the back of the toilet on the low, because I actually I had to put some shimmies in to actually level the toilet off now because of the self-leveling that I put in there. I broke it all up except for where the toilet is because I didn't want to take the toilet back out until I had a clear picture of how to fix it.
Sure. Well, if it's the low part, you have to put shims. If the reason it's out of level is because the floor is too high at one point, then you have to trim down the joists or build up the other end. You know, but I don't know if you want to build it up an inch against the tub. I think you need a contractor in there, Lisa.
Okay. That's why I said, you know what, just stop, because I literally have taken the floor back up twice already, and I'm like, no, just wait. You're not doing something right.
We'll tear up the plywood and then have a contractor come out.
It is something a remodeling contractor does on a routine basis and would be able to help you a lot on that. But either way, you've already saved yourself some money by getting it to this point, and that way they can see exactly what they need to do from this point. So I think you're in good shape. Sorry about the frustration so far, but I think you're on the right track.
Thank you all so much. You are a godsend. When I came across the videos and then went to your website, I'm like, I love this. I stayed up last night watching a video on other things I need to do in the kitchen, the backsplash. I'm like, oh, my goodness, they're answering all my questions. This is awesome. You all are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're glad to help, and if we can help you in the future, let us know. And best of luck on it, Lisa, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. The same to you all.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, you know, that's what happens. You know, you get into some projects like this, and But you know, it happens. You haven't failed when you gotten to a standpoint like this, because you never know what you're going to find when you start tearing up, especially a bathroom. There's so many ways that water can find its way down. I can't tell you how many times I've torn out a bathroom thinking, you know, it wouldn't be any problem at all. And right at the corner of that tub where people have gotten out, you know, a little wet on the floor, and that water's run right to that corner, and it gets lower and it gets lower and lower. And after a while, there's a little spongy spot there. So that's what happens, and we're always glad to help. And you can reach out to us right now, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Coming up, we're going to talk about those hot garages and what can you do to keep that temperature a little more moderate here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you wanted a smart thermostat, but you were afraid that most of the options may be a little too complicated or pricey, then I have something you need to consider. The Wyze 7-Day Home Programmable Thermostat is maybe what you've been looking for. It's an easy, affordable way to transform your old thermostat into a smart one. The Wyze app allows you to control your system from anywhere, and even works with voice assistance to really simplify adjustments. Now, the thermostat also tracks usage and automatically makes recommendations to help you reduce energy. Plus, it boasts a zero learning curve for temperature control. It's as simple as turning a dial to raise or lower the temperature. So now, for more information on this Wyze, and that's spelled W-Y-Z-E, 7-Day Smart Programmable Thermostat, all you have to do is log on to HomeDepot.com. Very often here on Today's Homeowner, we mention the different programmable thermostats, and I'm not sure why people are resistant to installing one, but it certainly is one that you know, a way that you can save money on your heating and cooling bill, because you're, you know, with programmable thermostats as a whole, you're able to really adapt your heating and cooling system to your lifestyle, and that way you stay more comfortable. And when you don't need that system working, it's not working, and that can help you quite a bit. Joe, it just seems like it's funny, you know, many, many years ago with the smart technology, the smart homes and all of that concept came out, and it required like 15 miles of wire in your house. And then as wireless came out, it was introduced differently, and then it started to where the wireless got to be reliable enough to use in a lot of different situations.
Not only that, but it came with a technician that moved into your house to teach you how to use it.
Yeah,
I tell you,
I know
caught my attention is the zero learning curve. I need that on almost every electronic I buy these days. It seems like every time you buy a new electronic, like even a new phone, like how much does an iPhone change from within 2 or 3 years? But it changes enough where you get a new phone. It's like, oh boy, okay, now I got to start all over again.
Hey, let's get this interesting email that we got in from Dennis in Pennsylvania. He says, we had a ranch-style home built in 2016 with an attached two-car garage. It was insulated and drywalled. In the summer, the days are between 85 and 90 degrees, and living in the Poconos, it's not the best thing to keep your garage door open because of snakes and other creatures. Wow, I didn't realize that. I put a fan on a wall, but that seems to just simply circulate the hot, humid air. Is there a way to ventilate the garage? I'm concerned about the mold and possibly enjoying the climate there. So, well, first of all, this is a common problem in all parts of the country where you're driving that hot, hot car in, you're closing the door behind you, you're running to your house. Well, that just acts like a heat generator to heat up not only hot but moist air in that garage. And yes, you're going to have mold and mildew. And yes, you're going to have an environment that's conducive for insects and termites and everything else. So what can you do? Well, the best situation I've ever seen. Now, you talk about here, Dennis, you have a fan. But yes, you have a fan that's circulating the hot, humid air in. What you need to do is to have a fan that moves that air out and thermostatically controlled. So find a wall that would be a perfect wall to install a 12 by 12 or a 16 by 16 exhaust fan. And that way you'll have that thermostatically controlled. And when that, you can set it at whatever, you can play with that temperature a little bit. And maybe you want to set it at 80 degrees. And then what happens is when that temperature in your garage gets up to that 80 degrees, it will turn on. The little louvers on the outside of the fan will open, and then it'll exhaust that hot air. And now if you take this fan and position it higher up on the wall, you're getting where that hot air is rising. And I guarantee it'll make a significant difference. Garages are not airtight. You have air around your garage door. That's where it's going to be pulling from. Even though it may be hot outside, that cooling, the cooling nature of that air moving through there is going to immediately exhaust that air. And it's not something you have to worry about turning on or turning off. Joe, you know, I mentioned an invention idea, and I'll give away my idea so maybe someone will grab it and go with it. Right. In the garage door itself.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how you have the window inserts and so forth. That wouldn't be the most attractive thing that you put in your garage door. But if you were able to cut one of those panels out, put a solar powered exhaust fan there, you know, kind of like the solar powered attic exhaust fans. You know, they don't run real fast, but they run real slow and steady. I think that would be a cool little way to do it. Maybe you could do two of them and have them like painted like, I don't know, eyeballs or something. I don't know, something, you know, that's where you drive up. what do you think in terms of any other recommendation for Dennis to kind of cool that garage down?
Yeah, well, installing, he says he has a fan on the wall. I assume he means a circulating fan built into the wall. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, if you can get one with a thermostat and a humidistat, turns it on and off when you need it, that'd be the best thing. And he doesn't mention whether he has windows or not, but to just stick a fan blowing out in a garage with everything else closed up, you're going to have a little bit of even though they're not super energy efficient, you're going to have a little bit of a vacuum going on. So if there's a window on the other side of the garage, you can open up, because you want to get a transfer of air. You want air coming in and air going out. That really helps out the fan. So if you have a garage with two windows and you have this problem, open up both windows, put a fan in one window blowing out. And if you have a second fan, I guess you could put it in the second window blowing in. But even if you just open one window and on the other side of the garage have a window blowing out, that would help a lot. But as we said earlier, don't pull a really hot car into your garage immediately. And if you have to do that, then at least leave the door open. And so maybe some of that air will escape.
And I'll tell you another thing, you know, they have, of course, if you're replacing your garage door operator, most likely it'll be one that's wireless enabled, that you're able to monitor whether it's open and closed, or be able to actually open and close it from anywhere that you may be. I had a great situation the other day where an air conditioning contractor had left a piece of valuable equipment in my garage. I was 30 miles away. He needed to get that. And so I said, well, just where are you? He says, I'm half a mile away. Well, by the time you get there, the garage door will be open. Text me when you leave, and I'll close it. He texted me. I closed it right behind him, and I happened to be looking on my security camera and watched him turn around and see it. And so I'm going, that is so cool. I'm 30 miles away, and I was able
Isn't
to monitor
it.
Exactly. And all of this, you know, very reasonable, you know, things that you can add to your yard, I mean, to your house and so forth. Hey, coming up, we've got a lot more information, including that wet wall of unique material that Chelsea recently used on one of her projects at Chelsea's Ranch Revival. All of that and more coming up on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Metal roofing is durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient, making it one of the best choices for today's homeowners. They often last 50 plus years and can protect your home from extreme weather. With styles and colors to suit every taste, metal roofing is definitely worth considering. Want to learn more about metal roofing or find a contractor near you? Check out the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. While you're there, be sure to enter the Metal Roofing Rave sweepstakes and you could win a $100 Home Depot gift card. Visit metalroofing.com today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'll tell you, last week we talked with Chelsea Lipford-Wolf about a new project that's part of her Chelsea Ranch Revival. It was a bathroom that was being renovated, and the children will be using the bathroom, so it needed to be a little bit durable. We used a material called wet wall on the walls, and boy, did we get a lot of emails and a lot of people asking about what is it and, you know, how can it be used. So we thought we would revisit it in our Checking In with Chelsea segment right now. Chelsea, I tell you, you've had the wet wall on the walls there for several weeks. What's your feedback and what do you think about it?
Oh, we absolutely love it. And yeah, we did get a lot of emails and comments about the walls in the bathroom. But I even got some friends that came over and used the bathroom, and they come out and they're asking, what's that on the walls? So, that, I mean, it's always fun to have something that's intriguing to people in your house. And that's because it looks like a natural stone on the walls. But of course, to the trained eye, you know that it's not, because it's actually kind of like a laminate countertop.
Yeah, it actually, you know, of course, they've done such a great job over the years, Wilson Art, in simulating a lot of different types of finishes. And the finish here does have kind of a marbleized type look. But instead of it being on traditional substrate and so forth, this is a waterproof core, I understand, that can be used in showers and bathrooms. And in this case, the entire bathroom. I think you're going to be glad you put that up there with those little rascal kids of yours.
Yeah, I mean, We ended up doing it on all of the walls in our bathroom. Since it was a small bathroom, it wasn't that much extra work. But you can just get the three panels that make up your shower alcove, if you will. And, I mean, that you can install in about 2.5 hours, which is a huge transformation you can make in a bathroom without getting out the wet saw.
And Chelsea, I understand these panels are about 7/16 inch thick, so they're pretty rigid. And you just glue them to the wall, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. You glue them to a flat surface, and then you apply some kind of pressure to maintain that bond while the adhesive sets up.
So you just had your husband Brandon standing in the shower.
That's right. I said, here, will you hold this wall for a second while I go tie my shoe? Just like my dad taught me.
You know, one of the things, too, when you're talking about trying to move a project along, whether you're a contractor, whether you're a homeowner trying to get it done in, you know, a limited amount of time, you know, you put the drywall up on the wall, but you don't have to finish it. And then you glue these panels and a little bit of caulking and you're done. So it's not like some of the challenges that you have with drywall where you're installing the drywall, you put the first coat on, you're done. You can't do anything else in there. And then you put the second coat on. So sometimes that can be 3 or 4 days. Here, you can hang the drywall in most bathrooms and install this material in just 1 day. So you got a big time saving there, which, again, if you're a contractor, you're saving money. If you're a homeowner, you're able to get the project done quicker. That was also a big advantage, I thought, Chelsea.
Yes. The time saving for sure. I also like that you can get a custom look without custom prices. And that's always a big, that's always appealing to people, because who doesn't want their house to look custom to them, and to be able to get these panels in different sizes depending on what size your room is fun. And the fact that it's durable, Dad, you know, having those kids, like you mentioned, you never know what kind of sports they might just be playing in the bathroom.
Well, I know I was over there. We were doing another project that you'll see on the Today's Homeowner Television Show coming up. We were over there this week working. I heard this knocking. I couldn't figure out, well, what's this knocking? Well, it was little Gus with a truck banging it on that wall. And so I'm not sure why, but it held up very well. And if that had been a drywall surface, someone would be in there with a little drywall compound, a little touch-up.
Yep, it wouldn't be me. He'd be learning how to do drywall compound real fast.
He's 4 years old. He's old enough.
That's
Why not?
Right. Yeah.
Well, we just wanted to make sure that we revisited this. Want to tell you how you can get more information. First of all, if you want to know more about Chelsea's Ranch Revival, go to todayshomeowner.com/ranchrevival. If you want to know more about the process that went into this, you can go to checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Yeah, that's right. I have a whole new video just on the walls in our bathroom.
Oh, that's right. That's just been released. That's a perfect way to see exactly what that's, again, checkinginwithchelsea.com. And you can also go to wetwall.com. And Wetwall is a company that's part of the division of Wilson Art Company. So you know the quality's there, and they'll definitely stand behind each and everything. Chelsea, thanks so much for being with us once again. I know you're right in the middle of that big living room project, so I'll rejoin you on that really soon.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Chelsea.
Actually, that the next project is coming up, and you can go to todayshomeowner.com and click on View, and you'll be able to see all about the television show and when all of these projects will air. And what we do is we'll air these shows twice on our national television show, and then they'll go into all of our streaming platforms on Amazon and Pluto, Xumo, many, many others, Roku, so that you'll be able to see all of those. But you can go to any of those channels, and just added this week, if you have a Vizio TV, you can go to channel 431, and all you'll see wall to wall is the Today's Homeowner television show. That's Vizio TV, channel 431. So we're getting out there to where you can see and hear us just about anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Coming up, we're going to have a little simple solution. Joe, what can we expect in a few minutes?
It's an easy way to repair shingles. If you have a shingled house and you have some that need to be replaced, I got a quick solution for that.
That can be a challenge, but Joe's got it figured out with his simple solutions. We've got that and a whole lot more coming at you right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at Checking In With Chelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Doing it yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. With the Home Depot as your partner, doing's never been easier. You can pick up skills online in a virtual workshop. Pick up what you need fast from easy in-store pickup lockers. Even have it delivered same day. Oh, and if you don't have time to tackle a project, our home services can do it for you. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI.
Chelsea Lipford Wolf here. If you're a fan of great before and afters, you need to check out my ranch revival. Dad and I are renovating my 1950s ranch-style home inside and out. You'll get the scoop on everything from simple curb appeal updates and painting projects to energy efficiency improvements and rearranging walls. Find out more at todayshomeowner.com/ranch revival. Brought to you by American Standard, Armstrong Ceilings, Geldwin Windows and Doors, Rockwool, and Wetwall, a Wilson Art Company.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
See, if you saw some of the things that happened behind the scenes, one of the things that happened occasionally is when we go to break, Joe will look at me and go, "Hey, when do I get to talk, huh? When do I get to talk?" So we see that from time to time. That's the
way. Well, if that's the way I actually sounded, that would be the reason you don't hear me on the radio.
But this is the time where we turn our attention to Joe and his simple solution for this hour. What do you have, Joe?
All right, Danny. If anyone has a home or a shed or a garage that's sited with wood shingles, you know that replacing a damaged one can be a little tricky because they're nailed on in successive courses and the nails are hidden by the course above. So how do you remove the nails? Well, the first thing you do is split the shingle that you have to replace, you know, the damaged shingle. Just get a hammer and chisel and split it into several very narrow strips, and then you can just pull it out. And then the nails themselves that are left behind, you can just cut them off with a hacksaw blade, or the way I usually do it is with an oscillating multi-tool with a metal cutting blade. Just slip those, cut those off so you can slip in the new shingle. So then you cut the new shingle about 1/4 inch narrower, Shingles should never be butted tight together. Should at least eighth inch in between. It's called a keyway, but eighth inch so they can expand and contract. But anyway, cut the new shingle, slip it into place, but don't push it all the way up. Push it so it's about half inch, three quarters of an inch or so. So the bottom edge is hanging down about a half inch or so from where it needs to be. Then you drive in two nails at the very top of that shingle at an angle. You drive the nails all the way in so they're perfectly flush, and then you put a piece of wood against the bottom edge, and with a hammer, just tap it up. What you're going to do is drive those nails up behind the shingle above. You'll never see it. But you're only tapping up a short distance, so you're not going to pull the nails out. It's just enough to hide them behind the shingle above, and you're perfect, and the repair is done. That's it.
Boy, that's good, because that you can get into one of those things, and you take one shingle, you broke another
right.
One. Before long, you've got several.
Yeah, you go to repair one, you wind up repairing six. Yeah,
that's right, and that can be the case on just about any type of shingle. You know, matter of fact, if you're working on a roof and you're repairing a shingle, by the way, we've got some great videos online on how to replace just one shingle tab. Not uncommon to have some isolated damage as a result of a storm, or maybe a limb hitting your home or something along those lines. And one of the tricks I found is, boy, that's a perfect project to do bright and early in the morning.
Right.
Once those shingles get heated up, I mean, that's what they're designed to do, is to melt together. But a lot of times, if you'll get up there first thing in the morning with that flat bar, maybe some knee pads, be real careful, non-skid shoes, be careful on the ladder, and you take that flat bar and work it under there, that shingle will pop up a lot better than it will later in the day when it starts really heating up. But a lot of information that can help you out at todayshomeowner.com, including over 500 simple solutions there at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. After all these 20 plus years, Joe's just about to get the hang of this TV thing.
The next 500 are going to start to be really good.
Yeah, we're going to really start getting. Hey, you've been listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We really appreciate you listening to this first hour. Some stations don't carry the second hour. If you're in that situation, head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And do upload our podcast each and every week. And you can find out more about that at todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you upload your other podcasts that you listen to each week. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks again for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.